I'm going as far to say that they just declared World War III against the people of this world. So the big breaking news this morning is Austria is announcing that everybody must be vaccinated. Whatever fully vaccinated will end up meaning, who knows? But everybody must be fully vaccinated or else they're going to give huge fines and throw people into concentration camp jails. They're going to jail the unvaccinated. People who don't want to go along with this rushed, controversial, experimental, dangerous series of injections that keeps getting longer and longer and more doses. And we keep hearing about more and more safety issues. So this is a war that's being declared because it's not just Austria. This is just the first country. And what's most disturbing about this is how the government and the media are working as one monolithic entity against the good people of this world. And they're pushing forced medicine in tandem. And I can't emphasize how much I think this is coordinated and pre-planned and all of these announcements scheduled. They want to have a system that they can use to coerce us and then shut us out of society as soon as our app goes red. Right now, it's take 3 doses of the vaccine. What's it going to be tomorrow? And if they get away with this, think about how much direct harm these policies are going to cause. So this has been a despotic nightmare for 18 plus months. But this is the point where we can't ignore this any longer. We have to jump into action. There's a huge protest across the world tomorrow, but we need to do so much more than just protest. Let's dive into the news here. Disclosed TV, just in, Austria imposes a nationwide lockdown for 20 days for the entire population and makes vaccination mandatory as of February 2022. This is not okay. This is forced medicine, which is strictly prohibited by the Nuremberg Code and just basic human decency. These injections are not safe. There's a whole host of issues that could happen. In fact, you're most likely to have an issue after the vaccine. We're going to talk about that in 1 second. Here's a Politico article on this. Austria imposes mandatory COVID vaccination from February. So this is their Austrian Chancellor, Alexander Schallenberg. He announced on Friday, that's today, that COVID-19 vaccination is mandatory in the entire country, everybody, from February 2022. So we've already seen criminal, discriminatory bans on people from working, but now they're going so far to say everybody must be injected with the big pharma serum multiple times with no end in sight. There's no end in sight. What's their plan when the boosters keep wearing off? We all have to keep taking these shots that they haven't tested for said purpose. But listen to this quote. It is the first European country and one of the first in the world to impose compulsory coronavirus vaccination. So the other one is Vatican City apparently has, even on the residents, a requirement that they have to be vaccinated. But now an entire country, Austria, and all of the news is covering this as just, oh, it's the first. Look, here's another example. New York Times World on Twitter. Austria will impose a coronavirus vaccination mandate next February. It's the first national vaccine mandate on the continent. First, right? That's how they're covering this. That's how they're framing this. It's clear to see that this is going to start happening in more countries. Folks, we have a war on our hands. We're up against the neo-Nazi regime that's declaring war on humanity. These aren't just crimes against humanity. This is a war against humanity. Forced medicine has never been okay. And they want to usher in a new era of forced medicine. We see who these people are. They've exposed themselves. And they will continue to expose themselves. Let them do it. Call it out. And do something. Everybody needs to spring into action. This is not okay. Here's The Guardian. Austria to enter national lockdown, make vaccines mandatory. So nonchalant. So let's get back to this quote from Schallenberg, Austrian chancellor. We have not managed to get enough unvaccinated people to get vaccinated. The most recent measures have increased daily vaccinations, but not enough. For a long time, it was consensus in the country that a vaccine mandate is not necessary, but we have to face reality. No, we don't have to face your oppressive tyranny, despotism. This is bullshit. This is so evil. This is treason in every country where they try to do this. and it's a crime, it's a war against humanity, the likes of which I don't think has ever happened before to this many people. And how are they going to enforce this? Well, they say that they're going to be checking people's papers. So basically, they're going to hunt down the unvaccinated. They're going to give them big fines and or imprisonment. They're going to lock people up in prison camps. They're going to jail people for not taking this rushed, experimental, controversial series of injections with no end in sight. They're forcing people to take a government-sanctioned medicine straight into circulation, straight into their vital organs, over and over and over again. And they want us to sit back and say, that's okay. We're not going to go back to war against you. Hell no, we're going to go back to war. We're going to go exchange blows on this one. You don't get to force medicine on billions of people. So we've reached the point where they think that they can force dangerous injections straight into our circulation. This is war, folks. This is war. Remember, Bill Gates says that he funds population control. I think that's what this is. I think the billionaires are trying to genetically engineer a slave strain of humans by selectively breeding for obedience and susceptibility to propaganda. Remember this quote, this comes to mind. Aldous Huxley said, "There will be in the next generation or so a pharmacological method of making people love their servitude and producing dictatorship without tears, so to speak, producing a kind of painless concentration camp for entire societies so that people will in fact have their liberties taken away from them, but will rather enjoy it because they will be distracted from any desire to rebel by propaganda or brainwashing enhanced by pharmacological methods, and this seems to be the final revolution." And then there's Parker Crutchfield, who wants to add mind control serum into the water supply to make us obey authorities. He says, "To me, it seems the problem of coronavirus defectors," that's people who don't wear masks or listen blindly to authority, "the problem of coronavirus defectors could be solved by moral enhancement. Like receiving a vaccine to beef up your immune system, people could take a substance to boost their cooperative pro-social behavior. Another challenge is that the defectors who need moral enhancement are also the least likely to sign up for it. A solution would be to make moral enhancement compulsory or administer it secretly, perhaps via the water supply." So I'm almost positive that this vaccine agenda in the long run is all about making humanity subservient, making them obedient to the ruling oligarchy, to the technocracy. That's what they want. They want an underclass of order-following skilled humanoids, and they're willing to genocide dissent and genocide the light from our species. And let's not forget what's going to happen if they force this dangerous serum three different times on each person, on billions across the world. This person responds on Twitter to somebody asking, "What reasons for hesitancy do you propose? I've yet to hear any legitimate ones. Myocarditis, pericarditis, transverse myelitis, Guillain-Barré syndrome, POTS, cerebral venous thrombosis, tinnitus, neurological disorders, heart attacks, stroke, blood clots, blindness, antibody-dependent enhancement, vaccine-enhanced disease, ineffective after around 90 days versus symptomatic infection." And here's straight off their fact sheet. Look at how common these adverse reactions are. Look at how likely you are to be maimed and hurt by these injections. Think about how much direct harm these mandatory vaccine policies, these vax pass, sanitary pass policies are. And think about the direction we're going, where we all get ranked based off how healthy and how good of citizens we are and how obedient we are. And we get locked out of society if we fall below their permitted threshold. But look at what they want to do to people. This is the Pfizer Comirnaty vaccine fact sheet. Adverse reactions following administration of the primary series included pain at the injection site, 84% of people, fatigue, 63% of people, headache, 55% of people, muscle pain, 38%, chills, 32%, joint pain, 24%, fever, 14%, injection site swelling, 10.5%, injection site redness, 9.5%, nausea, 1.1%, malaise, 0.5%, and swollen lymph nodes, 0.3%. And those rates are actually higher in adolescents 12 through 15 years of age. And then there's always the mission creep of the change in the definition of fully vaccinated. We can see that they want to add at least one booster dose, but we can foresee that they probably want to have us take shots every few months. Look at the side effects from the booster dose. Pain at the injection site, 83%. Fatigue, 64%. Headache, 48%. Muscle pain, 39%. Chills, 29%. Joint pain, 25%. Swollen lymph nodes, 5.2%. Nausea, 0.7%. Decreased appetite, 0.3%. Rash, 0.3%. Pain in extremity, 0.3%. And then, of course, anybody who calls these vaccines safe and or wants to force them on anybody or coerce anybody to take them must be familiar with the VARS database. They must be shown the VARS database. That's a collection of horror stories. People's lives ruined right after their vaccine. There are so many tragic stories of people losing their health and their bodies and their lives right after their vaccines. I really don't respect anybody who calls these safe. I really don't respect anybody who wants to force these on people. I don't respect anybody who wants to coerce these on people. This is absolutely disgusting. All for what? Plummeting efficacy. They promised safe and effective. They've proven to be completely wrong on that. And now they're saying, oh, no, just take a booster shot. People, they already made you take two shots and that didn't work. Now they want to give you a third shot and you think that's going to work? How can anybody support forcing people to take this? It's neither safe nor effective. This is absolutely disgusting. We have a war on our hands. And a war we need to win. Okay, it's not country against country this time. It's the infiltrated institutions, the infiltrated governments against the people. They've exposed themselves. They lied to us about these injections. This whole thing has been a scripted rollout of forced medicine, enabled by government databases and apps and QR codes. Is this where you want to live? We need to do whatever we can to turn the tide on this. They are exposing themselves so much. And this is such an easy case to be made against forced medicine, especially this forced medicine, that we cannot afford to lose this. So again, Austria imposes a 20-day national lockdown and says vaccines will be forced and mandatory or you get sent to concentration jail camp. So Austria is saying that their entire population will be forced to take the vaccines, which are about to change in their definition of how many shots you have to take. Everybody's going to be forced to take these shots or be sent to prison camps, concentration camps for the unvaxxed. Huge fines levied. Again, this is a war on humanity, and it's time for us to rise up and defend ourselves. It's absolutely clear who our enemies are and what we need to do. How many people are going to die if they roll these vaccines out and force them? Take away our individual rights. How many people are going to go blind? How many strokes are going to be resulting? How many car crashes? How many people are they going to lock up? How many people are they going to force needles into? And dangerous serum? How many blood clots are going to form? How many hearts will be inflamed? How many people will be inflicted with Guillain-Barré syndrome? How many people will get Bell's palsy? How many people will be born and die never knowing a world without forced medicine, a world without regular forced injections?